Restaurants are now paying 2 to 3 times as much for things like chicken wings and coffee.
You know, there's a couple reasons for that. First, the entire country sort of opened simultaneously, right? We've been very fortunate. We got full capacity in January, but the rest of the country started to open. And so you had a shortage. Then we sort of were crippled by the ice storm. People forget about the ice storm and the impact it had on the chicken plants across, you know, Arkansas, for example. And so as you run short on product, prices go up. And then, you know, another element that's not close to home but certainly have an impact is the Suez Canal. And so you have a lot of your paper products all short, people running around, going to, you know, Walmart and grocery stores trying to get things they might need. It's really another crisis for them to face.
Texas Restaurant Association Chief Executive Emily Williams-Knight says these shortages are coming as restaurants are struggling to fill open jobs.
It's the supply of everything, including labor, right? And so that's one we are laser focused on.
She says Texas had about 50,000 restaurants before the pandemic, about 9,000 closed. But now people have cabin fever, and she says they want to come back out.
People love restaurants. That's very clear here in Texas and across the country. They have come out. The demand has skyrocketed. 30% in March, probably 40% in April when the numbers come through, and there just aren't the people. And, you know, it's a couple things. One is the extended unemployment certainly is a piece of this, but I think it's really about people making a choice for their families. Schools are still inconsistent, virtual, in-person, childcare is an issue. And so if you're making a choice and you can make roughly the same to be home, the incentives just aren't aligned in the right place.
Williams-Knight says the Texas Restaurant Association is working with state lawmakers and the congressional delegation to come up with incentives to bring the labor force back, saying the hospitality industry cannot fully recover until they can fill all their jobs.
What's really, I think, so hard for a restaurant, just think about what the last 12 months have been like for them, right? No one can argue it's the hardest hit sector, hospitality restaurants. But now they're closing early. They're closing days of the week. I was on with a fast food franchise that said they typically have 11 people. They have 4 trying to run an operation. And so that's incredibly hard. And I think what I worry the most about is the workforce we do have. Managers are working, you know, 2, 3, 4 weeks at a time. Employees are trying to get as many hours in as possible because there aren't enough of them. They're tired. And this is where we just say to people, please continue to show grace because these restaurants are facing another whole set of challenges.
The Texas Association of Business just released a survey saying just 1 in 5 businesses across the state has no open positions right now. Almost half have up to 5 open jobs. 11% have between 5 and 10 open jobs, and another 11% have 20 or more open jobs. The Texas Association of Business says the majority of those surveyed said the $300 a week federal supplement is the reason they cannot fill their openings. The chief executive of the Texas Association of Business says that supplement was needed at the height of the pandemic, but continuing it now is keeping businesses from unleashing what he described as the full might of the Texas economy. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.